Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Hunters Speak interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu. It's been 15 years since Bafana Bafana last qualified for a World Cup, and with the loss against Senegal, they have once again failed to qualify. So as usual, as a nation, we go on our ritual search for answers. And so in this week's episode, we speak to former Bafana Bafana midfielder Thabo Mngomeni. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Bafana Bafana gidlalile ke Elsa against Senegal on Friday, and they were defeated 2-0 by Senegal, and as a result they failed to qualify. For 15 years now they haven't qualified for a World Cup except for the one that they hosted in 2010. What did you make of the performance from the team? Were you impressed overall?
For it, I'm gonna go with the result. The mere fact that they didn't get the results, so I'm really much disappointed. And then performance-wise, just because we've missed a couple of chances, doesn't say maybe we are in the right path or in the right path or what. That is my perception.
Yeah. So, what do you think was lacking though in the general performance of the guys? They lost 2-0. They are at home. Was the opponent superior to them? What was lacking with the national team?
I can't say much about lacking. In my observation, I can say it was more of a mental thing. For me, it was like they were not relaxed. The chances that they got, it shows that the confidence was not there. They were eager to win. There was too much pressure, maybe on them individually. I don't know. Is that we have put ourselves on this position, and of it, we should have. You see, now on this last game, now we are starting the towels. Why didn't you start the towels on the beginning of the Ladog?
Of the qualifying.
We understand for it. What do you want when the final is like in Amsterdam? And for me, it was in here not to come up in South Africa, even late for it. Why should he come here in Penang and Jalis?
Okay, that's an interesting one. We'll get to that part. There's quite a few things that I want to talk to you about, because you're a former Bafana Bafana player. You scored the African Goal of the Year in the early 2000s. So you are an expert in Bafana Bafana in terms of playing. So we'll get to that point where we talk about Serero. But about the match specifically, there was a point when Andile Jali was played from the substitute bench, even though everyone thought that, and we were informed by Safa that he was suspended. Have you ever seen something like that ever happening? And what do you make of those silly mistakes? Everyone thought, including the coach, he thought that he was suspended, but he played him in the second half because maybe he figured out that he's actually not suspended.
No, I haven't come across such a Landuka incident. But it's a flop, man. A flop, man, for it, man. I don't think it's time that he to start fancy capable successes in a year to man.
And what would you say then to the people that made that? You are saying it's a mistake, obviously, and it's a blunder. What would you say to the people as a custodian of South African football, as a former player? What would you say? How are your feelings about such things happening?
For it, my overall feeling about the younger Louis and it has been all along the same for it. Now, the people here, we are the ones that do understand the problem of South African football. Let us stop this thing of lying of Amandu Bangapang. All of them, they come here and teach us, when are we going to pass? For they teach us that still we fail. But at the time, if you can take it and do it for it, if I call off the South African coaches, you'll find a good deal of better off calling our Bangapang. This is not Brazil, it's South African. Coaches from all over the world, China. I'm sure now we are like somebody, there's a Chinese coach that is going to come now. He's Naya, he's Osfundis. then you have got abantu abacapable mfowethu to take people here to good. It was this structure and the vision for 2022. Yeah, the service has got a nice vision for 2022, which needs to be supported. Ngokuthi kupuswe thina makufaile thina bese ngokumakhamunike thina sifaile man. Kunini mfowethu sithatha mfowethu from the phandle mfowethu. You see, but I know God, I play my coach to make a chance because I sent him. But if it was me, and I had been at home. Okay, sure.
Yeah, let's look at the players' situation. We've always had the challenge of overseas players, even in your time. Overseas players refusing to come to play or cherry picking matches. Seemingly, the likes of Quinn and Fortune, Benny McCarthy, your former teammates were known to choosing which matches to come and play, and certain matches that they don't play. And hence, there was an uproar when Quinton Fortune was employed as an assistant to assist the technical staff. Now, you are saying, and I find this interesting, you are saying that Thulani Serero is correct in saying that he's not going to play until he's guaranteed game time. Let's talk about that a little bit further. Maybe we'll learn a thing or two about your opinion about this.
Let's talk about Serero. But because there is my opinion, because everybody open up and they choose them again. We understand that way. Why is the issue of the size of the very same thing. But we it also teaches us that let us not rely on the Bangapanjam. Let us believe in the scenario. Not to him, but I think what I like to say is the quality of the family of Kala, Rachel, and Kobana, Rachel. Because we tend to, there are a lot of guys that we take from overseas lenders or teams. Abanga Zali, Sibafaka National Team.
Now, with your comment on Serero and you being supportive of him, I understand the angle in that even your former players, what you are saying is that even your former players, they used to do this thing and no one said anything about them. So why would it be a problem if Serero is doing it? Now,
I don't like Israel, the way people about to come and call and go to go by Serero is if it's a new thing.
Okay, let's talk to that a little bit. Last one on that. Do you not think that there is a danger with our kids, the kids that we're playing at local football association, when they go overseas? Are we not sending a wrong message if we are saying that we shouldn't condemn them when they don't want to come back and play in South Africa anymore when they are overseas? Are we not sending a wrong message by you saying that?
Yeah, it does say that and stop there, not saying maybe the reason why. You understand? Some of them, unfortunately, when they leave London, attend the national team duties up, abanye balose position. Understand? So definitely but it's up to when on that certain time on what is your priority. But I think also
That's very interesting though for you to say that, because you were one of the patriotic players that always came for Ecolab. But moving right along then to the same issue of the qualification process, we know that Coach Sheikh Mashaba coached the first two games, he won and drew, and then midway through that he was fired, and then Stuart Baxter was installed a few months later. It was a long process where he should have been hired earlier, but he was hired like 3 or 4 months later than he was supposed to be, and he's now lost 3 matches. out of four. He's won once, he's lost three matches, and Bafana Bafana have crashed out. I give you that context to ask you the next question. Who do we blame for this failed qualification? SAFA for firing a coach, a South African coach that didn't lose any game in the qualifying process? Or is it the players? When we're looking for answers, who do we blame for what has happened now?
But I'm not going for the players mostly. Because they are the ones that are maintaining the poetry. Now, for me, like, you do the job in poetry. The one from which now we are is standard, say, national team. Kakula will give it to the players. And then I will give just a little bit, maybe, to Kusafa in terms of. Trying to reason with players good as a human against.
What do you make then of the fact that they've changed coaches, and then what do you make of the whole thing though? Do you support the fact that they've changed
coaches?
They changed the coaches?
It does play a big part of the disturbing that the continuity or into a subtle to you in the way of change the coach. Really does. But it will take us back to the same thing of what time come to Angapanke, we need a longer time. If it's fit, boom, the chances are two, you have to go.
Now, with you saying that, then does it mean that you are of the opinion that there should be a coaching change as soon as possible?
Yeah, definitely for it. Definitely we should have organized the coach as soon as for it. That got the letter, that is obvious for an invoice. I'm sure about the people that are responsible for to select hotel.
And where would you start looking if you were? We have Benny McCarthy, Peter Mosimane, Gavin Hunt, Clinton Larson, Khuluko Tebejane, one of the few of the coaches that are doing well in the league. Where would you start looking?
No, I'm forward to seeing a pool of coaches. And then if those pool of coaches can stop these forming their own groups, the Yama 4, Yama 5, they're working together, only these four. Wherever they go, they change from national team under 19, only these four. You are telling me, we've got a lot of people that we can put around on these structures in Kasafa. Yeah, no, and not the very same people. But got a good question, Itetayo. I think if you can go for a band, and I think the records are not bad. We have a kind of difficulty.
All right. And before we let you go, a couple of things. One, do you think that we have players that are good enough to play for the national team? That's number one. And two, do you think that SAFA should have appealed the ruling by FIFA that we replay Senegal? Because that game on Friday was the game that was a replay. Should we have appealed that? Yes, no. What do you think of that?
But I'm afraid to answer it.
Do you think that we have good enough players when you look at us versus other African countries?
I might be wrong. Now, for the past decade or decade and a half, the loan of good is very easy to get into the national team. Yeah, man, it's not like you work. You don't allow it, but you have to be consistent for a certain season. Now you just have to play against the Chiefs, and play good games against the Chiefs, and the Sundowns. We are in the national team. Yeah, and then of it. I've got the only problem. It looks like it's easy not to get international in the conditional game. If you are going to let you listen before I fall going to the national team.
So, overall, you would say that we're not where we think we are. We don't have players that are as good as we think they are.
No, we do have, but in terms of the selection and for it, there may be consistent on this. I understand that we see people from this. We understand the vote.
No, we hear you, Mr. Ngomeni. We thank you very much for your views. We certainly appreciate your opinions. You are a former player. You would know better than most what is needed in the national team. We thank you very much for giving us your thoughts on Sokala Duma Radio.
No, thank you. But I don't think I know better than anybody else. I'm for it. Thank you for it.
All right. Sabulela time.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening for another episode of the Hunter Speak interview. Tune in next week. Until then, it is goodbye from me for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.